This year is being sponsored by Rabbi Pinchas Kowalski, Zech Nishmasar Pearl, Bas Rab Ben Sion. His mother's yard site. Okay. This week's year we're going to talk about Kiddush Shemakim Suda. And you can hear Chedushim Gedalim, but please don't jump on me. Give me a chance to finish what I have to say.
First.
Yes, I didn't start. I didn't start yet. Even
he's your sponsor. He gets to do it.
Yeah.
Bothering me for the last 3 days. Are you allowed to go into a washroom?
Ask me after the shir. This shir is a Kiddush Shemakim Suda. You can ask after the shir, okay?
I see the guy down from the smartphone.
Don't worry. We'll talk after the shir. Come over to me, okay? Tag Dasha says in Pashas Yisrael, Zaches Yom HaShabbos L'Katshai. The Gemara Pesachim, Daf Kuvav HaMunav says, Achrei Al Yayin, B'Knisasai. When at the beginning of Shabbos, you be Zerich Al Yayin. Ein Le'ala B'Layla, B'Yom Minayim, how you know you have to make Kiddush in the morning? Tamaloyma, Zaches Yom HaShabbos L'Katshai. The Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chof Tes, Halach Aleph says, this is Lashon, Mitzvah Asayim Min HaTorah, L'Kaddish Es Yom HaShabbos B'Dvarim. Shenema, Zoche Es Yom HaShabbos L'Katshoy. Kloima, Zochei Es Kir Shvach V'Kiddush. The words, you should be Meshabech to Bani Shalom. V'Tzorch L'Zichu, B'Knisosu B'Tziyosu. You have to be, you have to remember to say B'Knisosu B'Tziyosu. B'Knisosu B'Kiddush Hayom, U'B'Tziyosu B'Avdolah. The Rambam says further on Al Chabez, there he brings down the Nusach HaKiddush. And Alocha Dalad, he says, Ikke Kiddush is the nighttime, that's the Raisa. And Halacha Hey, he says, you're not allowed to eat, it's Asal Adam Lechel Achi Kaddish. No one's allowed to eat before he makes Kiddush on Shabbos. And Halacha Bavi says, the Divisayfim, the Kaddish Al Yain. The Midrabanan, or the Divisayfim, it's a Kaddish al Yain, Halacha Ches, and Kiddush al Makom Suda. It's and Kiddush al Makom Suda, Ketzad, the Kaddish by Zev, Yerucha by Zacher. You should make Kiddush in this house and eat in a different house. Halacha Yuri says, Umitzel Avarach al Yain, Beyoim HaShabbos, Kaddin Sheyisit Suda Shnia. And it's a mitzvah to make Kiddush on wine by, with the morning meal, the Suda Shnia. Ezel Nikke Kiddush Rabba. You don't say hold on Kiddush like Friday night. You say just by Piagofen, Vishaisa, Vacha Yito Yadav, Yisa Nefis, he should wash his hands and eat the Suda. Vasa, La Adam, Shayitim, Klum, Kaddish, Kash. Asa, if anyone, be time anything until before he makes Kiddush. Vagam Kiddush that, yeah, Bamakan Suda. And this Kiddush should be Bamakan Suda. Let me just. Yes. Rambam says just Friday night is the Raisa, and in the morning is the Rabbanan. So you see clear from the Rambam, there's a Chiyuv Kiddush say on Friday night, say on Shabbos in the morning, and Kiddush, and this Kiddush is clearly it should be Makom Suda, and if it's Makadish, it's not for Makom Suda. It's not Malcolm, as I say, he says Kiddush in one house and he eats the meal and he eats the Suda somewhere else. All a year Suda, it won't be a Suda at all. Then Pashas, you should not be Mekadish. Kiddush has to be but Malcolm Suda. And without Kiddush and Malcolm Suda, you're not able to make Kiddush. It has to be Malcolm Suda. The Pirmei Gadim speaks out in Siman Reish Samach Tes Mishpat Zav Sifkat Na'alav. He says Kiddush is Min HaTorah, and Kiddush and Malkum Suda is Rabbanan. And Chazal Masakin, that if there's not Malkum Suda, you're not kind of Mitzvah Say of Zechreyo. And same thing Mashma from the Mogavram, that's what the Pimon says clearly. When same thing Vashi is from Mogavram, in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, Sifkot Aleph. What's the reason why you have Kiddush, why you have to have Kiddush and Malkum Suda? So, the Rashbam in Pesachim Daf Kufal from Aleph says, this is a lashon. Dikseiv karasa l'Shabbos einig. The makom she'ata kar l'Shabbos, the place we call Shabbos, claim a kriya the kiddush, the place where you make kiddush Shantay Einik, that's where you should enjoy the Shabbos. You should eat it. A medrashu. It quotes it from, it says from a medrash. Inami, Svarihi, Inami Svarihi, the mid ikva kiddush al yayin, that since he was kaveya al yayin, so Rashbam says the second reason, since the kaveya kiddush al yayin, kirtanya, lakam and kuvavam and aleph, zechre al yayin, mistam al yayin, mistam they were kaveya and wine. Shabbishah suda hukva the chashiv. Because when you're kaveya suda, usually you do that wine. Same thing speaks out Taisis over there in Daf Kuf Aleph. He says, then Kiddush Elam Makam Suda, Ksiv across the Shabbos Einig. Klaima, the Makam Kriyas Kiddush Shom Tei Einig. So like the first chat in the Rashbam, Taisis speaks out the same thing also. Right, this is all Agdama. The Shechonach, in our Chayim Sim Reishayim Gimel Sifgil says, in Kiddush Leisad, after the Kiddush Leyatza. If someone's a Kiddush, doesn't eat anything, he's not even Yaitu Dei Kiddush. And then in Sifhei he says, Kotsu Agoinim, Hod Ein Kiddush El Makam Suda, Afil Ocha Dava Mu'ed. That that we say, there's not a Kiddush only in Makam Suda, that even if you eat, what's a Suda? Afil Ocha Dava Mu'ed. What's called Dava Mu'ed? So Mishavua speaks out in Sifkan Chof Aleph, a Kabana Hitu Hiyati Hik Zayis. If you want a Kiddush Makam Suda, Suda means you have to eat at least a Kzayis of cake. Zayis of cake, or zayis of bread. I will soon talk about that. Oishasa yayin, shechayva lo bracha. The Mechaber says, oh, he drinks wine, the chayva bracha. What does it mean, bracha? So Mishmur speaks out, according from the Paiskim, means a shir v'yas, he chayv to say bracha achreina. Yotzi day kiddush, he's yotzi day kiddush. Says mashma, that when a person is mekadish on wine, and he doesn't drink the shir wine, or he's mekadish on cake and doesn't need a shir cake, then he's not allowed to, then also he should not make kiddush. Either eat a kazayas, a drink of beers, if not, you can't make kiddush. That's what the that's what it says far from the mechava. The Shai Tshuva says further. Shai Tshuva, there in Reisha and Gimel and Sifkan Beis, says further. Ach ma shana, I'm quoting what he says, because it's Negeya. Ach ma shana, yim leilach le beis chasa and mila. Sometimes you go to the house of a chosin or for a bris, then shem kisnen, acha kiddush. There's no cake. They're not serving cake. Rak minim a garden. They serve candies. They serve potato chips, pretzels mezainis. Other foods that are not mezainis, then ain lai litten shem klal. You're not allowed to eat anything. Can't even make kiddush. Can't be term anything. Lo sage shem kaddish yishter kol kais. And it doesn't make a difference, even though the one who makes kiddush is making kiddush on wine. The chasha suda, I know that choice atzmai. That the guy, person who makes kiddush and he drinks wine, that's for him himself, for the one who's mekadesh. Aloy mahana lachem, the other people don't have cake or don't have wine, then they can't eat anything else. So if you want to have candies, or you want to have fruits, apples, oranges, say on a diet, you don't want to have cake. You want to have candy, chocolate, fruits, vegetables, whatever it is, anything but mezainis, then the din is that you're not allowed to eat. That's what Shai Tshuva says. And the Mishbura quotes the Mishbura there in Reshai Yim Sifkan Chavav, he quotes this Shai Tshuva, and that's the passed in Dalacha. So now if you go to Kiddush, you don't eat anything. Or if you eat, let's say they're going to serve just candies, or you're not eating cake, they serve cake, you're just not going to eat cake, you're not allowed to eat anything, you're not used to Kiddush. Kiddush has to be Makam Suda, and has to be either wine, a shear of wine, or a shear of cake. If not, you're not used to. Huh? Doesn't make a difference. It can be figs and zayiminim, doesn't make a difference. Also not. You have challah, you have meat and potatoes, there's no barley in there, then you can't eat it.
Even if you eat a whole bowl,
too. You eat a whole plate, the whole bowl. Doesn't make a difference. Huh? It's not a suda. It has to be wine or mezainis. Period.
So making kiddush on Pesach
is a... We're going to talk about it. This is what the shiur is about. Okay? All right. If you have a shiur wine, you have a vias of wine, then, which is chayv baruch achreina, then according to the mechaber. We'll see how people argue. We'll get to that. That's also, we'll talk about that. All right, give me a chance. All right. So that's what Shari Tshuva says. That's the Isis from a Chabos like that. And that's what the Mishmur speaks out. Kumra Maisha, in the Igris Maisha, in two places. In Arachayim, Simen Kuf Samach Gimel. In the middle of the Tshuva, he throws it in there, because some are other things. And also, more Bariches, Kmari has 10 full pages on this topic. 10 full pages. In Arachayim, Chelek Dalet, Simen Samach Gimel, the part I'm talking about is in Anafe. So he's Mechadish. That Kiddush has two dinim. Kiddush and Kiddush Makom Suda. The person lots him in Kaddish on wine alone, and just eat fruits without mezainis, nazais. However, he's only yotzei kiddush, but he's not yotzei and he's not yotzei kiddush makom suda. So may left us. Let's say he goes to shul. He has kiddush. He listens to kiddush, and he has some fruits, or he has some chocolates, or he has some cholent, right? Potato cholent without any barley in there. Cholent, you're allowed to eat. He argues on all that we mentioned before. He says you're allowed to eat it all without mezainis. However, you only eat the kiddush. So maybe afterwards, when you come home to the Suda and you're going to eat with lecha mishnah or pasta and so on, then you must make kiddush a second time. So you eat the kiddush makom suda, because it's two halachas: kiddush and kiddush makom suda. By me, it was all these years. It was a kiddush gadol. The Rav Moshe held, and I found a shtickle rayas from. We'll soon talk about. By when I was praying this year. So I saw there's a new story that came out, Shalos Tshuvos Vayishma Moshe in Chelek Aleph. There he has Pesukah from Yashiv. So there he also seems he brings out from Yashiv, heard from Yashiv. These things he's quoting directly from Yashiv. Yashiv the same thing also. You're allowed to do Zimra Chatzchila, even though you're not Yotze Chayvus Kiddush, but you have to make Kiddush again. Because Tzaysef, you're not allowed to eat Rav Kiddush. Hey, you want to have a piece of chocolate or something, you're not allowed to eat Rav Kiddush. So you're Yotze Day Kiddush. But you're not your education, but you have to make kiddush and get home. The same thing I found Shas Shuas by Yeshua in Chelek Beis Sim Lamentes. Keendus, Kamat Keendus, I saw in the Orchus Rabbeinu from the Chazanish. This I saw on Shabbos. The Orchus Rabbeinu, you know, the Velt says when you prepare a shiur, there's always Yatzah Dishmaya. So I found in Orchus Rabbeinu, it's not Kamat, but you see Orion, he held like this also, a shtickle held like this. The Orchus Rabbeinu in Chelek Aleph, page Kuf Yud Beis. He brings down someone as the chazanish. He's not allowed to eat anything. He's under doctor's orders. He's not allowed to eat anything that has wheat. There are people like that. They can't eat certain type of. Can't have any wheat, and he can't drink wine. He's only this is the person as the chazanish. He can only eat vegetables. What is doing kiddush? There's no kiddush in Makom Suda. He has the chazanish. So chazanish answered.
What about wine?
Huh? He can't have wine also. I said he can't have wine also. So we'll talk about that. So he said that this is what he's eating. This is his suda. Linyan kiddush makom suda, and you can make kiddush. So if I say he calls it kiddush makom suda, everyone calls it not just tam kiddush, but he says you can eat. So shtikli sifra chazanish held also, even though you don't have mezainis, you don't have bread, and you don't have wine, you can make kiddush. Rav Moshe says further in the tshuva, he says. Kiddush in the basic Knesses. It says in Reish Samach Tes Sif Aleph that we're noyeg to make kiddush in a shul. I don't know what they do in America. I never saw it in America. I saw it in Switzerland and I saw it in Eretz Yisrael. They make kiddush in a shul by you saw it. Find now, don't find it. The Yankees do it. I do, huh? Yeah, okay. Certain shuls they do it. Kins they do it also. Okay, all right. So there are shuls that do it even in America. So kiddush and basic knesses, it says in Reish Samach Tes Sif Aleph, deny him the kaddish and basic knesses. Then the kaddish litter meyayim a kiddush. The minig is that some place are noyig to make in the shul kiddush, and the kaddish doesn't drink from the kiddush. El matimai mikatan. Why? You give the kaddish. Why? Then kiddush el makom suda. Kiddush has to be makom suda. So the mishmur speaks out in Sifkon Beis. Then I'm a kaddish yotze b'kiddushev. The one who's making kiddush is not yotze. The one who's making kiddush is not yotze. Kimei makom suda asai. He's not making a suda. So shemachi asai litter and kum. Actually, he kaddish. He can, since he's not eating a suda, so Meila, he's not allowed to retire until his Kiddush Makom suda. And the Mishbur is much further. These are Katsa Achrayim. Then, if the, let's say the shul has no katan, Shagil Chinuch, as Yushtam a Kaddish Kashir is, then the one who makes Kiddush has to drink Kashir is, Shechashim of suda. If you don't have a child, it's time to make Kiddush without no drinking, you can't do such a thing. So maybe that's the thing Kashir is, like it says in Resha and Gimel Sefei, the Ashitas, the Yerti Kiddush Makasuda Gambayayim, Kamai Pas Kisnan. So maybe, you can send a Hanashim, though we don't pass my Ashitas to see later on, but they're according to some Shitas, according to Kivega. So Meila, you have to drink, if he's making Kiddush and Shul, yeah, and there's no child to drink, then you should drink, a Shirviz to be Kiddush and Makom Suda. So let me finish. That's what the Mishabur holds. That's how Rosh Hashanah Mechaba. So Moshe writes the Tshuva, according to his Kiddush, that Kiddush in Beis HaKnesses, you're allowed to Kaddish, you can drink even less than a Viz, even Parchah is more Lugnav, because Mutzah to drink, you're allowed to drink out Kiddush. However, you're not yoyk to Kiddush Makom Suda, then you have to make Kiddush again. So Moshe adds on, the Mechaber says that you shouldn't be the Kaddish and Matari Kush of Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses. According to my Kiddush, I should be able to let the Kaddish, he says, the Kaddish should, the Mechaber says that he should, he has to, if you give it to a Kotter, he should give it to a Kotter drink. So he says, Moshe, according to his Kiddush, if that the Mechaber says that the Kaddish should not be turned to a Kiddush Beis HaKnesses, he says, it's only talking Bismaneinu, that there's no Oichim. So it's mamish loy makom suda. It's time to just to make kiddush without anything. That's not even considered kiddush at all. So meila you now to be time. So meila says the mechaber says you should give it to tonight to tunic to drink. Or if there's arichim there, then it's kimik kaddush and they could drink from it. So therefore, okay, that's the side. Ramosha says let me finish. So Ramosha says the side gives two things: kiddush and kiddush and makom suda. And Kiddush, even though you're not having a Suda, but allows you to eat something or to drink something, even though it's not possible Kisnan, it's okay. That's the Kiddush Gadol Ramosha. So Ramosha writes a Kiddush like this. According to my Yisrael, this way he writes in Yerdei Chelek Beis in Simen Kuf Samach Gimel. He writes like this. I think Orchaim Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Samach Gimel. He says, according to my Yisrael, let's say someone comes to Kiddush. And Taka wants to eat the Kazayas cake. He takes a bite of the cake. He says, I hate it. Doesn't taste good. So he's not, he wants to stop. He wants to stop eating it. But the Maitre has Kiddush Makom Suda. He made a Mizaynus, he has a Kiddush Makom Suda. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to Shai Tshuva, you must eat the Kazayas. You make Kiddush, you have to have Kiddush Makom Suda. So Ramosha says, according to my Kiddush, I don't have to, I keep the stop eating right now. Don't say by Alamichia. I didn't have a share, only had a chetzishir. But when I get home, I'll make Kiddush again. Because I just had Kiddush now. I was yet to Kiddush. But I'll go home, I'll make Kiddush Makom Suda. And then you have to make Kiddush again. That's one thing, Ramosha writes the Tshuva. These next things is Ramosha Baal Peh. Doesn't say in the Tshuva. He says, according to my Yisoid, he says like this. This way he said Baal Peh. He said, according to his Yisoid, there's two things, Kiddush and Kiddush Makom Suda. So he says, on Sukkot, according to this, a person doesn't plan to eat cake, he just wants to make Kiddush, he doesn't have to make Kiddush in a Sukkah, if he won't eat Mezainis. Why? Because the Mechaber says, in Chaim, Tofer, Shalom, Tess, Siv Beis, says, in Mutter to drink wine, Chutz Sukkah, since it's not Kosher Kriyas. So if you need Kaveh on Yain, you don't make Kalesh of a Sukkah, because there's no Chiyas Sukkah. And same, if you look in the Bialacha there, he has a whole Arichas, if he's Kamer, Paiskin, the whole, there's no Chiyas, to drink wine in the sukkah. And same thing speaks out to Achashuchim over there in Sif Kontes. This man is there, the derech is not to kveh al yayin. So maybe you don't have to have Kiddush in the sukkah unless you can have cake, pass kiss in the cake. So it comes out point to here. That someone wants this in the house. He doesn't want to go into the sukkah for whatever reason. So he wants to make just Kiddush alone because he's very thirsty. So he's allowed to drink Kiddush. Anyway, he's a little hungry but doesn't want to have cake. He can have candy, he can have chocolate. He can have fruits and so on. And you don't have to go into the sukkah. According to his Kiddush. Further, Ramosha says, according to his Kiddush, this is all that Ramosha said, Baal Peh. Same thing also on Pesach. Today on Pesach, someone asked me about Pesach. What do you do Pesach? Pesach, many people are machman gemar. They don't make cake with gebrachs. Or they make cake with potato starch. What else do you make cake with? Potato starch?
Yogurt starch.
Huh?
Yogurt starch.
whatever it is, eat, but you don't use flour, you don't use matzah meal. So you make, so it's all a shahakal cake. So you want to go to someone else for Kiddush. Or the shul wants to serve Kiddush. They have these macaronis, it's all made potato starch. What's wrong? Macaroni. You don't like macaronis?
Macaroons.
Okay, excuse me. Macaronis and Zionists.
Right.
Macaroons. Macaroons, okay.
They have macaroni now.
Yeah? Oh, they have it. Oh, because they have macaroni also, shahako macaroni. Okay? All right, so I'm not wrong. Okay? So anyway, it's shahako. It's not mezainis. So it's not mezainis. So it's made from potato starch, some other type of food, but not from chamisha minei dagan. And it's not from matzahs. See, and you only make shahako. So the chayv, you go to someone else's house, the chayv can't eat. You have to eat, according to the Shai Chil and Mishnah Berurah, that's the kishmakim, so that's something you make mezainis. If you don't make mezainis, you're not going to go to someone, you're not going to make kiddush. So the Rebbe says, according to his side, you're allowed to go to someone else, make kiddush, and eat shahako. But as long as you come home, you make kiddush again, to be yaitz the kishmakim. So there's two things, kiddush and kishmakim suda.
You can always rely on having another reviyah, can't you?
Huh? Yeah, well, that we're not getting to that.
No,
okay.
But that's not
so I'm telling you, Kiddush Yom HaShoah, two things. Kiddush allows you to eat anything besides mezainis. Right. And then, but when you get home, you have to make Kiddush again. So on this Kiddush, what?
The person making being moist to you.
Yeah.
Having Rabbi's yarn.
That's only him. But that's not the other. Now you have to Kiddush to know. Only one who drinks wine, then he's yet to Kishon Sun coin some shitas. But according to the other people who are listening to Kiddush, they didn't drink wine. Then it's now.
They have to have
Mezainis, right, yeah.
But they don't have to have the wine necessarily.
Lavdavka. It's better to have Mezainis than the wine, because wine is machlaikis, and Mezainis is okay. But we're talking on Pesach. So on Pesach, it's not a Mezainis. It's not, you don't make a real Mezainis on it, you don't make a shackle on it. So Mela, you're allowed to have it according to Moshe. Just after you come home, you must make Kiddush again. What will be according to Moshe? This, after Moshe said this Kiddush, this is before the Inkis Moshe was printed, the fourth volume. I had someone answer Moshe the Shiloh for me. I called up from Chicago. I asked him, what happens if I go to three houses for Kiddush? And I'm only, and then after I eat the Suda. But in each house, I'm having Kiddush, but no cake. I'm going to have chocolate, I'll have a banana, I'll have an apple, orange, whatever it is. And I go to three houses just to make Kiddush every three houses. So he said, no, you don't have to. You don't have to. Once you make Kiddush, you eat the Kiddush. So that covers all the places we go, we don't eat cake. If you go make cake, then it's such a thing, that's called Kiddush Mokka. So then you have to make Kiddush then. This Kiddush, let me finish. This Kiddush from Moshe, and also I told you it's from Eliashiv, says also the same thing. It's Vaisos. The early people said it also. There's an Eli Rabba. In Simon Reis Samachtes Sifkan Gimel. And Shatzin quotes it, very short, a few words. He quotes the Eli Rabba. The Eli Rabba says that Tima, that Kiddush, in basic Knesset, you're allowed to be Tayim. But the Mishmur says, "Fasig of Der Chaim." We don't want the Rabbah because Der Chaim disagrees with them. Why? It's no Kiddush Mokka Suda. But you see, the Eli Rabbah held such a thing. You can time something. So I looked up the Eli Rabbah inside. The Eli Rabbah and Sifkan Gimel. The Eli Rabbah quotes a Beis Yosef B'Shem Sami Kutze that held of this Yisod of a Moshe, and what the Moshe mentions, Kiddush and Kiddush Mokka Suda. The same thing I saw in the Bikkur Yosef. Bikkur Yosef and Der Chaim. And Simon Reish Raim Beis in Shir Bracha. Bikkur Yosef wrote a sefer Bikkur Yosef, and then afterwards he put like a Madurah Tzina called Shir Bracha, which he added on. So in the Shir Bracha, and end of the Simon Reish Raim Beis, he brings on Machlokes Achreinen, the exact same Machlokes that we mentioned. Do you have to have Kiddush Mokka Suda? If you have make Kiddush, do you have to have Dafka Mezainis or not? And also the Shai Tshuva quotes a very Bekitza. In Veishayim Beis Sifkan Beis. It would seem to me that this Machlokes, Mishnah Berurah and Moshe, or Yair Rab and Der Chaim, and the Machlokes that the Kiyosu brings down, is really Emerson's Machlokes in Yishayim, Gufim Tzachim. The Ran speaks out, Imsachim Daf Kufal from Aleph that says if a person doesn't have is not soyed, doesn't have makam suda, lo yotzi de kiddush bichlal. He's not yotzi. Can't make kiddush because he's not going to be yotzi kiddush. But then there's a miri. The miri says it's tole bedaitai. If it's chila his das was to eat, and from some siba he couldn't eat, then it's not yotzi kiddush. But let's say his das is just to say kiddush and not eat anything, then yotzi de kiddush. That's mamish what the Moshe is saying. So you see, the Ma'adir Chalkin in this decide if this Kiddush and Kiddush Makam Suda. The Mech Shleima, the Shleima Zan Robach, on the Chedushin and Psachim, that Kufal from Aleph, he brings down this Miri, and he says, it's a Miri, Miri is a Kiddush Gadol. Where does he get to say such a thing that you can eat without eating anything? Think Kiddush, and not eat anything, he asks the question, he doesn't understand it. And he says, Achreinim, Le'eskir Deizu. And the Achreinim didn't mention such a sheet of the Miri. They don't even bring down the Miri. However, we mentioned, that's already mentioned already, Shai Chuvin, Shim Reshain Beis, Sif Kon Beis, Del Yeraba, Igus Moshe, and they bring it down Malacha. So Pshata, what the Mechishleim mentioned exactly, Pesachim, any day. Nishmir Shabbos Kachasa, when he brings down, Moshe's Tshuva, he says an aura, interesting aura in Ramosha. He says maybe the Moshe's tshuva, they says it's Kiddush, maybe it's only going on Kiddush and during the day, but maybe at night time you shouldn't. Why? Because you can make when you say in the morning Kiddush, you say by Piyah Goffin, so you have to be right anyway. If I see Baruch Hu here, then I go home and make get by, it's no problem. But by Friday night, you say a long Kiddush. You say extra bracha over there. Maybe it's a shayla from a bracha latala, so on. You made already once. You said already the Kiddush once. Who says it a second time? Who says you can make? Say blay b'tzorchin. But l'maisa, say blay b'tzorchin. However, according to Ramosha, Ramosha's shul is going also on Kiddush laila. Why? Because he's talking on the Mechad Reis Samtes. They say Kiddush in shul. What is saying Kiddush Shul? They're saying the whole long Kiddush. And then he said, say Kiddush again. So Vais is clear for Moshe, not like Reb Shlomo Zalman, and Shmi Shabbos Kachasai. It's clearly that you're allowed, and we both from Eliyahu also. Eliyahu says also at night time, you can be Matam a lot, and you make Kiddush again. So you see clearly that you're allowed to say this long Kiddush again a second time. Ladina. Vada person. Now, until now we spoke out the Shittas. Now we'll talk Halacha L'maisa. Ladina, Vada Chatchila, a person should be Machmer and make Kiddush, should be Makam Suda with cake. To be Yaitza, come out all Shittas. Later on we'll talk about a Grav, we'll get to it today. The Gain holds that Kiddush has to be Mamash Makam Suda. You can't have Kiddush in Shul. According to him, you have to, all these things you make Kiddush in Shul is wrong. Kiddush has to be Mamish, has to be Makam Suda Mamish. And you shouldn't make Kiddush at all. That's a Gain Shittah, we'll soon talk about it. But the Mechaber Mishmur says not like that. So Kiddush has to be with Pasiska to Yotze Chol Deis, not to run into any Shailas. And for some reason a person can do it, he should drink a Bias Yayin, like it says Mechabim Reshayin Gimel Sifei. Because the Mishabura brings down in Sifkon Chafei, brings down Kivega, that says the Kamer Reshayinim hold, you're not Yotze Kiddush Mokam Suda on wine alone. So in Mele, you should not drink wine alone, only B'Shas Tzchak, Mokam Tzchak. But Chatzchila should be cake. But if you can't do cake, that Mishas Tzchak, you use wine only. Mishabura speaks out in Sifkat and Chavzayin that if the Kai drinks only wine, some Shittas hold, you have to drink two Revias. Because first Revias is for Kiddush, and the second Revias is for Kiddush and Malkam Suda. And if a person hears from the Kaddish, he didn't make Kiddush. But he's hearing Kiddush from somewhere else. But he's going to only drink wine, then he wants to drink one Revias. Because it's Yotze with the Kaddish, one Kiddush, and now that he's drinking a second Revias, that's Kiddush and Malkam Suda. Since he was Yotze Kiddush from the Kaddish. And Kitzur Shechanach, and Simon Ayin Vav, and Oyscheh says that the Kaddish doesn't have to drink a whole Vias, all they have to drink is Moya Lugmov. And the second Kaddish should be a Vias, to be Yotze Kiddush and Malkam Suda. Let's say, for some reason, what's wrong?
Question?
Not yet. Bechal. Let's say it's a Shas Tzchak. Let's say someone can't have cake. And he can't have wine. Some diabetics can have wine. Some people for medical reasons, can't have wine, he can't have cake. And he wants to make Kiddush. So then, there's a tshuva, there are shitas that hold, there's a tshuva in Ein Yitzchak, from Yitzchak Hanan, and Ein Yitzchak, Chelagal, Urchaim, Simon Yudbeis. He says, you can yitzhak Kiddush with Chamamadin also. I can use Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, any carbonated drink today is Chamamadina. Some hold, one second. Some hold wine. Everyone speaks what they like. Some like wine, some like schnapps, some like coffee. Coffee is a shayla. Some are makbid. Some hold orange juice, some hold orange not. Some hold, you can't use carbonated drinks. There's a whole shayla, what exactly chamam dina? Rav Moshe, even on the tshuva, the early tshuva, Chelkal Archaim, he wrote that soda, you can't make, it's not chamam dina. But the Saif Yamov, he said that the tea has changed, and people, it's a national drink today, so he said that it is Chamam Medina. According to him, any carbonated drink, seltzer also, any carbonated drink, seltzer would also be. Water not, but then.
Shabbos morning,
I'm talking about Shabbos morning, so far.
Okay.
You have to have reviews of it. So it has to be a Chamam, so Rabbi Yitzchak says that you can be right to Kiddush with Chamam Medina. And the same thing speaks out, Shuvah Simchas Yitzchak, and Chek Aleph, Simon Ayin Gimel. He had a shayla like this. Interesting shayla, which I'm sure everyone gets. I get a number of times. You're going to a family simcha. You're going for a kiddush. A family simcha. You can't trust the kaddish. You can't trust the kashrus. The cake, you don't know where it's coming from. You don't know if you keep from it. Or you go to someone's house. You can't trust his kashrus. You can't drink the wine in the shayla from Yai Nesach. Or it's wine that you're not knowing to drink. Or you can't drink it. The cake, you can't eat, and so on. But you want to have you're thirsty, so you want to have a drink. So can you make kiddush and chamam dina? So the Bichas Yitzchak, he brings down the Yitzchak Hanan, there's a gate, cover the rabbi, marshal, shasha kashas, and he can't drink the wine, and he can't eat the mezainis, then you're allowed to drink two kaises of chamam dina. Two kaises of Pepsi, or Coke, or someone holds coffee, chamam dina. The people who hold tea is also chamam dina. Huh? Once you had Kiddush, once you had Kiddush Malka Suda. Yes. I don't know if you finish the second cup. I don't know if you be ate with two cups. You won't be. Get the first one, you aren't going to get to the second one. But anyway.
Rabbi first.
Yes.
How come the Hasidim make Kiddush in the little
place? We'll talk about that. That's not on this week's topic. Metz Hashem, probably next week, so make sure you come. Okay? All right. Alright. Someone. Huh? Someone who's machmas einis, he can't make kiddush on wine. And he can only make chamam dina. But he can't have any cake because the doctors said it'll be mazikim. So the eighth is he should have kiddush from someone else. And if he can't have kiddush from someone else, so on Friday night, he should make kiddush on Lecha Mishnah, and on daytime he should make kiddush on Chamam Medina. And if he's not, and then he should make Lecha Mishnah. And if he can't have Lecha Mishnah, he can't have bread at all. Then even nighttime, kisemech on the Pimigodim. There's interest in Pimigodim. Pimigodim says in Reis Tamachtes and Mishpah Zav and Sifkan Aleph says that since the Chiv Kiddush Mokam Suda is on the Rabbanan, Chiv Kiddush, that's the Raisa. Mokam Suda is on the Rabbanan. So Mokam Aynes. The Chacham won't mechayev you then. Say, no, you're part, then that's it. You don't have Mokam Suda, then that's it. Okay, now I'll take questions.
Shabbos morning.
Yes.
Can you make Kiddush on bread? I'll came by Rav and say, I'm
okay. It's not l'chatchila. It's not l'chatchila. You could, but it's not l'chatchila. L'chatchila should be a Chamam Medina. Even if you don't have wine, you make a Chamam Medina because of the hecker. I might get to it next week, believe
okay, and the people who make Kiddush one after the other, women come in, do they have to have a mezonos after every Boreh
Grand Gompon?
What do you mean? Someone makes
Boreh Grand Gompon. So you have it, and you have cake afterwards?
Every time.
What do you mean every time?
A guy makes Kiddush for his wife.
Yeah?
Then he makes Boreh Grand Gompon mezonos. Now his daughter comes in, and he makes another Kiddush for her.
He doesn't have to. So who? The man or the other?
The man.
He doesn't have to. He might see somebody else, he doesn't have to drink anymore. He's mighty them. Right. It's a bichas amitzis. It's not bichas ananin. So he can mighty somebody else and not drink. If he's mighty kiddush somebody else, He doesn't have to drink. He just
gives
a person to drink it. All right. Yeah. What do you mean?
According to Ramon, you don't, but who knows? Kiddush Makom Suda.
Yeah.
That person should be eating, and then.
Even the kid, one's Makadish doesn't have Makom Suda, the other one should have Makom Suda. Doesn't matter what the Makadish does.
That's the question.
Yeah.
The question is, can you eat, when you make Kiddush, can I eat before you take a drink? That's the question.
Right? No, that's not what he asked. No, that's not what he asked. He's asking if the person's Kiddush did not have Mezainis. So, my Mezainis that I eat, am I for myself? So it says, yeah, each one has their own chiv, and that's it. He's just being right to him. But he has to have his kish makam suda. All right. Any other questions?
For kish makam suda, is it better to eat cake than eat barley from cholim?
If what?
For kish makam suda, is it better to eat a piece of cake than the barley from cholim?
We'll talk about that. Good. Very good question. It's my chok surprise. We'll get to it. If you let me get to it. Okay. Yeah, welcome to Lechatchila. You should try to be Yitzchak Chaladeus. If you have, you're stuck, then you have what to be Samechan. Lechatchila. Chaladeus is to make it, have Mezainis, to have cake.
But
Chaladeus, according to the Gra,
you come home and.
Oh, according to the Gra, okay, so that's the next thing I'm going to talk about now.
So you have a medical problem,
so we said, the Dievid, you could have, we mentioned what you can do with the Dievid. Pills, you can take pills with a little water. You don't have to eat a whole meal to take pills. All right. That's the next. Someone asked a challenge. You can have the barley on challenge. Does that have to be dafka baked, even cooked? Let's say lokshin. Lokshin, shalmi kugel. Can be, is that called kishim or considered or not? That's on the list to get there. Huh? He lives a diet. He has 10 pages on it. He has 10 pages, almost 10 pages on it. But the Ari Shainan, he has Rishainan to be Samechan. It's a big Kiddush. Yeah. But you see now in Moshe Elad, you see the Rabbi had like that, the Miri had like that, the Rabbi had like that, the Chazanish seemed to hold like that also. Right. Because he's the one that's so explicit that he goes into it. Yes.
In the middle kasha, of the whole concept.
Yeah.
If I have to have the Zaynis because I have to keep the Shmokim Suda,
yeah.
That means I'm going to be a Suda.
Yeah.
That means the Chorosh and
one. We'll talk about more next week. What's that? Blineda. Okay.
Come next Sunday.
All right. Now, next thing to Mevara. Is it better not to eat that Kiddush? You go to Shul, better not eat the Kiddush. Maybe you should eat the Suda right away. Go home, eat the Suda. And you should not have, and you should make Kiddush without Paskistan. Or, since he's eating in Shul Paskistan, so that's called Kiddush Makom Suda, so it's Mutter Dulu Chatchila. The Pimigadam in Reishain Aleph, Sifkam Gimel, Nesh Avram, says Chatchila, a person should pass right away, right after Kiddush. Shouldn't have a cake, shouldn't have a Zainus. The same thing speaks out to Chashukim there, in Reishain Aleph, Sifkam Ches, and also in Reish Memtes, Sifkam Yud Gimel. And also Reish Pei Tes Sifkon Dalet, that even on Yontif, the person should eat the Suda right away B'Shleimus. Because that's the Kiddush Kiddush Magam Suda. You shouldn't have some go to a Kiddush. That's what the Prima Gadam holds in Orach HaShulchan. And Emerson, also the Bishabu said this also, the Bi'alacha and Simen Reish Mem Tes and Sivbeis, and then the Ramascha Mutter, he says, Nogo Eilam Timeko Shachris like the Dr. Moshe, that they have kiddush, they have cake. And you eat cake before the Suda. There's Anshe Maisa, the Machmer, Latzmam, the Makosh Esha. The take of Acha Kiddush, Nightly Diamond, Mavochim, Al Pas, Reichen, Al Kol, Betacha Suda. The male, the Elach, the Anshe Maisa, Neig, that they have kiddush, Mamish, Makom Suda. They have the Suda. He says he can be meichan the ones who are meiko, but he says that there's what to be samechan to make kiddush makom suda, but better to wash to make kiddush and eat a nightly daim and make the kiddush makom suda should be b'techa suda mamish. So we see over here a number of shitas that a person should chatzchila should do it. However, pasha shechanach. And Reisha and Gimel say, and all the Mufashish Chinuch is mashma that even lachatchila you're allowed to eat pas kisten or drink wine. That's the kiddush makom suda, and that's what the item is noyeg, that they make kiddush and shul through cave. Agav, there's one thing I think you're not going to like what I'm going to say now, but I'm going to say it anyway. The bialacha says when he rings off the bialacha, he says like this. I'm quoting what he's saying, so can argue on me. I'm saying exactly. He says, "Akapanim la kuliyama." Everybody agrees. Kuliyama. Nachon lahadash loyimale kreisay mishar chiles kaidim sudas pas. You can go to a kiddush. You shouldn't fill yourself up. You shouldn't fill yourself up before you eat the sudas pas, because ikas suda has to be out. Dik eating should be out pas. So if you go to a kiddush and you fill yourself up and you go home right away and you eat right away the suda, sometimes you can't even. I say sometimes the kiddush ain't even that good. I say all you're missing is lecha mishnah, because they have a whole such a full course meal over there. They give drumettes. They give what?
They give it this year Friday, not Sunday.
This for next Friday. The next week. So you shouldn't fill yourself up unless the person makes a break and so on. And he gets hungry again, then it's over. But if he goes home right away after Kiddush, he lives a few minutes away from shul, he comes home, he's full already. So a person shouldn't fill him up. What? Is the sponsor over for the Eva? Alright. What? And that what? No, because that's the Ika thing. The Masakin Ika Suda should be Pasa. Kishmon Suda means to the Mamish. I'm going to the next thing now. That's what I'm going to now. Alright. Not this week. Alright, let me go further. Bialacha is and Reshmem Tess. Reshmem Tess. In the long Bialacha, near the end, Sayyid Maskal Mutter. Reshmem Tess is based, it's near the bottom. Okay? Right. Now another Shaila. If someone makes Kiddush in Shul, and his whole family's in Shul, and he comes home, does he have to be Kiddush again or not? He had cake at Kiddush Makam Suda. He comes home, does it go straight to Lecha Mishnah, or does he make Kiddush again? The question is, he has to make Kiddush again. Pashas from Lashon Shulchan Aruch's Mashma, that if he came with his family, he came home and his whole family already heard Kiddush already, he could start going to Lecha Mishnah. You don't have to be Mekadosh a second time. You went to Kiddush Makam Suda, as Mezainis. So I come home, you don't have to make Kiddush again. That's the Masha Shulchan Aruch, and all the Mefarshim Shulchan Aruch seem to hold like that also. However, the Bi'alacha quotes a Gra, and Ma'aser Rav. The Ma'aser Rav in Siman Kuf Chav Bey says that even Kiddush Hayom, he says, Af Kiddush, I'm quoting what he's saying, Af Kiddush Hayom, Lo Yimekadosh Rak B'Makom Suda Gemurah. He made Kiddush only in Suda Gemurah. Lo Yimekadosh Tagima Ayayin. He didn't have no cake, no wine. So Vaisas in the Gra, he held he should not be in Kaddish only if you eat pas afterwards, and not pas kissing. Kiddush should only be when it says Kiddush Mak Suda means Suda Mamish. And Vemison, what the Gra says, is Vemison Mishayim say it. If you look in Taisin and Psachim, Daf Kufal from the Al-Taisin says, and also the Rosh there, says that Kiddush should be Mamish al pas Mamish. Therefore, according to this Gra, we don't pass like the Gra. Zok this Yotzei Chaim Zonnefeld in Shas Tshuvas Simas Chaim Chelakal Simnun Tes. He says it's better when you come. If you make Kiddush in Shul, you had cake and the whole family ate. That exists when you come home. It's Nachan to be Kaddish a second time, to be Kaddish on Sudas Lechem, to be Yotzei the Shitas Hagra. So yes, on himself a Kasha. Yes, on the Kasha. Chayes Tate the Sasri. Yeah, he holds I should have gone held. I shouldn't make. I'm not make Kiddush. And now he's saying this. Now you're coming. Now he's all of a sudden I hold like the Gra. So there's a Tata Sasri. So he answers that he says no. That even according to Gra, yet according to Gra, the Chayyeh, we have Kiddush. You have Kiddush. So he answers, since the whole thing is Yisrael Rabbanu to start off with, Gesemach on the Paiskim, that your health pass kisnan. So just you're using the girl just to cover your basis to be. So maybe in such a case, zok yosef chayin esav as doing. So that's a lot to banay. Even though they make kiddush in shul, their family has kiddush. When they come home again, they make kiddush again to be yotze. The shittas are gone. That's how many families are night. You don't have to do it. According to Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to. But it's a nice thing to do. I personally do it when I get home. I make kiddush again. Yes.
So according to that, is it better to make kiddush in shul and not have mezonot and just have shakol in shul and make?
No. You have a little. You should have just exercise the cake. Don't have to. Don't have too much. No, not to me. Doesn't make a difference. Which one? And Reish Ayin Gimel Sifei.
According to the Shulchan Aruch, not the Shittas Hagoyim. If a Kotler Tana was the one who wasn't Yoytzi Kiddush Makom Suda.
I don't think you have to machmen. It's only a time chinuch. You can say mechan the you don't have to machmen to go. And certainly for them, you don't have to machmen to go. What do you mean, to machmen to go?
They want to hear Kiddush. They were not. No. They didn't have a Kazayas.
Yeah.
Father Tana didn't have a Kazayas. So they didn't have Kiddush Makom Suda. They were shul. The whole family came to shul. Father Tana came.
Then they should make Kiddush again for them. They want Yotze Kiddush.
What?
Huh?
Don't
have Kiddush
anyway.
So what? Yeah, but
the
other sheet is done. If the Tana didn't hear, so it's Tam Chinuch, they should make Kiddush again. For them.
Someone should make for them.
Or they can make themselves also.
At night also?
Not here.
Somebody
all right.
wasn't in shul, didn't have the kiddush.
What?
Somebody did not have the kiddush in shul, and the Baal Bais had kiddush in shul.
So he makes kiddush. If
who should make the kiddush for rent?
He, the Baal Bais, should make it. For anyone who didn't hear it, right. He can make kiddush again. All right. And on the Shaila, what's the din of kiddush b'makom suda? Does it have the kiddush you say b'makom suda? We say it has to be done a cake. You're allowed to make kiddush on Friday night or Yom Tov at night time and say a whole long kiddush and have cake. Marshal Simchat Torah or Friday night. For some reason the meal is going to be real late. Let's say it's a Sheva Bracha, so you wait till everyone comes. Some of you have to wait an hour till you can sit down and sit together. You're hungry. Can I make kiddush? Friday night kiddush, a whole Friday night kiddush, or a whole Yom Tov kiddush, and then afterwards. When you come to the Suda, do you make Kiddush again or not? So, also, so you have to revive a person, should make a second taikin to Yotze Shittas HaGoyim also. Then you need Kiddush Makom Suda. So, the Mishnah Berurah and Reish Ayin Gimel Sifkon Chavav is Mashma, that even Kiddush and Laila, you're allowed to have Kiddush and Pasul Kisnan. I'm allowed to make Kiddush. Have mezainis, and I don't have to have a suda. You know, it's just like in the morning, you can go to a kiddush and you can have cake and then come home and eat a suda. So also Friday night do the same thing also. However, there's a tshuva yitzchak hanan and then yitzchak and arachayim and the simin yudbeis. He says kiddush on Friday night ishri machma. And say kiddush, you need suda right away, because since kiddush at night time is minataya, since it's minataya, so meila, you don't eat mezainis. However, kiddush in daytime, since the whole kiddush in the daytime, like we said before, is only the rabbanan, so make like the mechaba and have kapas or kisten, and then go home and eat the suda. According to this, Yitzchak Hanan says make a chilti the rice rabbanan. So we all know kiddush on Friday night is deraisa. Kiddush in the morning is rabbanan. On Yom Tov, the consensus of the Paiskim, even kiddush at night time is rabbanan. So come to according to this, that there Yom Tov, since it's rabbanan, you're allowed to make kiddush and pass kiss according to everybody. And I saw Mefurish in Erchas Rabbeinu in Chelik Beis page Kuf Yud. He brings on Chazanish. I might say happen Chazanish. The Chazanish, on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, when he came home from shul, he was hungry, and his wife didn't have the meal ready. The meal wasn't ready. So what he did, he made kiddush and ate mezainis. And a half hour later, he ate the suda. And same thing, the quote from the Chazanish on Leil Simchas Torah. And then Simchas Torah, he told people, you're allowed to make himself. He was made Kiddush. He told people he could. He himself made Kiddush and had Mezainis right afterwards. So you see at night time, certainly if it's Yantar, certainly on Friday night is Machoikis. But on Yantif, then everyone's okay. However, the question is, if I make Kiddush in Shul, and I make the long Kiddush, what Kiddush you make? You don't make Stam the morning Kiddush, you make the night Kiddush. When I come home, do I make again, do I make the Kiddush, the long Kiddush again, to Yetzir, the Shita Sagor, that he says, Yetzir Kiddush, the Yetzir Gor, because I already Yetzir Kiddush, according to most Paiskin, except in the Gor. So I saw, in the Shmir Shabbos, Gachasai, and Perek Nandalad and Sifkar and Beis, he says by Leil Shabbos, the Stamhud and Lo Yantav, he says you should not make again the whole Kiddush again because the Safa Brachal Atala, like you mentioned, the Safa Brachal Atala. In the morning, you just saying Perek Piyagafen. So I have to make Perek Piyagafen. It's nothing wrong in a different place. You last say Perek Piyagafen. But here I'm saying the whole long Kiddush. So he, so from Zalm help, they don't say again. They don't do it.
Unless you
might, yeah. If you be mighty somebody else, of course you make it for another person. Yeah. Huh? What? I don't know. Cotton Tana could be a Shiva. They should themselves make it. Huh? On what?
First time you eat.
That's a different Shiva. That's Blineda next week or the following we'll talk about.
When you make the Kiddush earlier,
yeah.
So then you only make Hagofen by Kiddush by the Sunnah?
If what?
I just assume that you only make a Hagofen.
You don't make anything. You can't make it earlier. You get home, you make Lecha Mishnah. You start the meal, you start Lecha Mishnah. That's it.
How long can the Hasidic be between?
That's a different Shiloh. That's nothing to do with Al Shir. Different Shiloh. That's a Chal Shiloh.
Friday night, you come home and make Kiddush. Let's say you make Kiddush, and the wife says, 5 more minutes, everyone will be home. And then in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15. So how long do you have to do the Zonos after the Kiddush?
If. I mean, that question, you mean the Sudi, you mean?
You make Kiddush Friday night.
Yeah.
Well,
and you have cake, right?
Now, so let's say the wife says, wait 2 minutes.
We'll all right, we'll talk about that. So what's called the altar? We'll get to that. All right? All right. Another Shiloh. We have a few minutes. Okay. Another Shiloh. The Mechaber says, in Reishai and Gimel Sifei, Kiddush Mokam Suda is Eve, eat a double mort. What's the double mort? The Mishmur says the kazayas. When you have malkan suda, has to be eaten kazayas. Or you drink yaitu wine that you chayvol for bracha achreina. So comes according to this, the person has to be careful when he eats pas or mezainas, a kazayas for tershias has to be tershia achilas pras. What's the shia achilas pras? There are different paiskim. Some hold that means 2 minutes. The most kudik yeshita I saw was 7.5 minutes. Some hold 2 minutes. The Moshe held 3 minutes and a couple of seconds, and the Machashel also. The Achashulchan holds 4 minutes, Yisachon holds 5 minutes, the Vakshul holds 6 minutes, Chumlan holds 7 minutes. The most Shita, as I saw in Mako, is Malamud Ohio, 7.5 minutes. That's called Chaychias Pras. So you have to eat it in this man. The Yechayim Bracha Achreina. The same thing drinking. Drinking is a Machoikis. If the Machoikis Ramam No Yishainim, it's the Chiv, the Chaychias Yisivis, or like a Chaychias Pras. So Chatzila, we try to make a bracha honey steak to your sevius, but if not, you have a shear of like oichel. So to be yaitze kiddush, the makom suda. If a person has kiddush and shul, the Chatzila she eat a kazayas of bread of a pas of cake, and she eat a b'teichias pras. Yes, eat it. Shouldn't just nubber, take small pieces. He should eat a kazayas b'teichias pras. How many ounces? That's not now. To mivai, just mivai kiddush mezainus. So we hold you up, when you eat Kiddush, you have Mezainis. Now the Shaila is, does it have to be something like cake that's baked? Or what about if it's Mevushal, like Lokshin, or Kreflech, or Kishke, or anything that's a cooker, like mentioned for barley, barley that's cooked in a chalon, from Hemi and Dagam, are you allowed to that you make Mezainis on it? But now you can't convey Suda on it. It has to be Kiddush Mokam Suda. Was that called Kiddush Mokam Suda or not? So it seems to me, it's Machlaikas in the Paiskim. The Moshe in the Tshuva and the Chaim Chelik Beis Simchal Vav Vayis says seems from him that if it's not baked, it's cooked. Vayis says to him, you can't. It's not called Kiddush Mokam Suda. He says even though Shai Tshuva and the Emes Simresh Beites is a Shaila, brings a Shaila, if you're allowed to think Kaddish on such a thing, and Magavram says he could, but still Afal Pikein, he says you shouldn't. The same thing I saw in Shuvas on Hoggis from Moshe Sternbach in Chedel Beisim Kufsayim Kufsamach. He brings on Kiveg Agazin among Avram, and he says in Frat, according to Gra and the Maaseh Rav we mentioned, Shemi Mamash on a Suda. So Mela, you can't make Kiddush on Lakshin or on Kishka and so on. It has to be cake that you eat. You want to have Kishka also, you could, but you have to have a Kizayis of cake. However, the Mung Avram we just mentioned, Mung Avram holds you allowed to be Kaddish on all types of Mezainis and could be Lakshin and so on. Same thing, Nishmir Shabbos and Pegnadalot Sivcha Beis, and he says also that thing. I once saw, I couldn't find it. If someone could find it for me, I'll be Makatayv. If Shlomo Zalman writes in one of his Svarim, he says, why is it called Yishalmi Kugel? I saw it, Shlomo Zalman writes it. Why is it called Yishalmi Kugel? What is Yishalmi? Yishalmi Zalman makes Kugel. Got the dog makes Kugel. Lashem Kugel. Why is it called Yishalmi Kugel? So he says, interesting thing. He says, in Yerushalayim, the Aniyas was so big. People were so poor. So they used to go to a Kiddush, and fill themselves up with the, that was the Kasuda. They used to fill themselves up with it. So the Shadows, they have to make a mighty in that. So they made Yishalmi Kugel on Lakshin. So if you have even 10 pieces of Kugel, you still go make, you still can bench. You can make Mezainis. That's why they made, so that's why they call Yishalmi Kugel. That's how I get the name Yishalmi Kugel. So Mela, according to this of Shlomo Zalman, he also was like the Mogar Avraham. They can make Kiddush, you see clearly, you can make Kiddush on a, and you can be right there with Kiddush with this Lakshin Kugel.
The
Milo
to it.
Huh?
The Milo to it. Because no matter how much you eat, after that, you never have to wash.
What?
The Chayyid is a Milo to you, Shalom.
Why?
Because no matter how much you eat, you never have to wash, you never bench.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Huh? Right. Just, yeah, right. Yeah. You cannot be Kavei Suda, it says clearly, in Kuf Samaches or Chaim Kuf Samaches, you can't be Kavei Suda on Lakshin. You can have a whole pot of, you make Mezainis and you say Al-Michya, you can't bench. Ladina, the Mechabit says, on Lakshin, you can't. There's no machlokes. Everyone holds if it's cooked. The shaila is if it's cooked and baked afterwards. That's a different thing. But it's mamish cooked. Everyone holds you make a mezainis and alamechia. Even if you have a whole part of it, doesn't make a difference. A shtickle raya to Shlomo Zalman and the Mor Avram. I have from the mechaba. The mechaba says you yaitzi you day kiddush the hibina shitas the kega agus. But the mechaba says you can be yaitzi kiddush with yain also. Which is better, Yayin or Lakshin? Sicha Lakshin is better. That's a Mezainis. So you see, since the Mechaba says Yais Kishu wine, certainly can be Yaitse together with Lakshin or Kishka and so on. Next thing, two other things, we'll save it. Bring that for next week. Okay.
What
does that show though? Here's
three ounces. How many?
3 ounces. Yeah. Also, isn't
it also baked? Also,
that's not called baked.
A kugel is also baked.
That's not called baked.
So you put it. I always make a kugel. You put it in the oven afterwards to bake. Yeah. Cook it.
That's still called cooked. Still called cooked. Huh? All right, so we've got time. My car's right here. Yeah, just take a second. No, we'll have enough time.
I'm
doing this, it shouldn't damage you, so it's like a Torah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.